Welcome to the Michael Yu podcast. We have a very special guest today. That's just me, Michael Yu. So I'm here on my own, talking alone in a room like a psychopath. There's no pads and I'm not wearing a straight jacket or anything like that, but I am talking to myself right now. I thought today would be kind of a special pod where I'd share a little bit of a life lesson. And we can have a little bit of a mini series of these pods. I've done a few solo pods with me talking about books, but I just thought I would talk about some different lessons that I've learned along the way. And it's kind of inspired me because I actually just hired a business coach for us to expand our company. So obviously, we are looking to expand Oakwin, and so I always think it's very helpful to have an outsider's opinion, some sort of a consultant, someone that can see things from another angle to just help to grow your business. So I just hired a new business coach, and we're going to be on this journey for the next 6 months to help to grow the company and also to help to grow my professional skills, in a variety of different things, especially leadership. But yeah, so I just thought back to the first time I hired a life coach, and I thought I would share the first lesson that he actually shared with me back in those days. So for those of you who don't know, I used to be like completely obsessed with Tony Robbins when I was 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Tony Robbins was like my best friend. I had every single one of his tapes. I had all his books. He had cassette tapes at those times and then converted them into CDs. But I used to listen to them in the car while I would drive from sales appointment to sales appointment when I was a new agent. But even before then, when I was working at the vitamin store or working at at Safeway or Subway or working at the print shop that I used to work at, I basically, on the way to work, on the way back from work, between appointments, I'd always be listening to Tony Robbins in the car. And one of the kind of, he would have these like 16-hour seminars that you would just listen to these tapes that would be in these big books and or these kind of audio decks where you'd have them in a cassette, and there'd be this one section in all those 16 hours of listening where there'd be like a 15-second commercial for his life coaching section. And I would just listen to these tapes over and over and over again. So I don't know if I got brainwashed, but it definitely worked. So as soon as I scrapped together a little bit of money, I called this Tony Robbins coach, and I immediately got patched into somebody, and we had like an impromptu 15-minute phone conversation. So my coach, I forget his name was Rodrigo, I believe it was some Spanish name, and he was from LA or from California. And he, one of the first lessons that we did is something that really, really impacted me, and it has helped me, I think, a long, long way in growing my business and being more of an effective human being. So something that we did right out of the start, I think he got to know me a little bit. We had a long conversation. We built some transparency, and he gained some knowledge about who I was. And the first thing he had me to do was do something called a relationship inventory. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of what this is, but essentially, one of his big beliefs is the people that you surround yourself really do impact who and what you are and what you will become. So we have to take a very, very close look at the inventory of the people that we surround ourselves with. So just giving you like a quick tutorial, what you do is you write down honestly every single person that you spend time with, and start with the person that you would spend the most chronological time with. That could be your mom, that could be your dad, that could be your best friend, that could be your spouse and all the rest of the things, and you write them all down in a long list. And you kind of then prioritize them in terms of who you're spending the most time with and who you're spending the least time with. So you look at all these people, and you just kind of scan the list up and down. And then he asked me to put a tick mark, just arbitrarily, for those that were adding to my life, and an X mark for those that were taking away from my life, and then a star by those that were adding a tremendous amount to my life, and a triple X to those that were really taking a lot away from me. And so I looked up and down the list and I was like shocked. I was just, you know, this was when I was 20 or 21 years old. I think I had one or two check marks. I think I had maybe one star and I had a lot of X's. And all the X's were actually right at the top of that list. So the people that I was spending the most time with were people that were not contributing to my life, were actually pulling me away from the things I wanted to do. And I had to take a hard look at that. And it really helped me to realize some things about just, you know, just about who I was spending time with and what I really wanted to become. So, you know, we've talked a lot about this pod about goal setting. And I've read so many different biographies of very, very successful and famous people that have done some amazing things. And what you find is they have this group of individuals that surround them, this very, very key base of people that they spend a lot of chronological time with. I think Benjamin Franklin had his, I think it was called a junta or something like that. It's just a philosophical society where he would meet them every week, and a lot of other, I think Socrates has his group of like philosophers that kind of ran the Republic and so on and so forth. It was like Plato, I can't remember. But anyways, it was such a, it's so impactful to really take inventory of the people you're spending your time with and really analyze whether they're contributing or not contributing to the things that you want in the long term. So basically I had this list and it was filled with X's, and I had to, you know, not really confront those X's, but I basically just chose, I had to choose based with my coach, I kind of choose to not spend any time with them anymore. And it was really tough because, you know, I'm a fairly extroverted person and I like spending time with people, and I had to really choose who I would spend my time with, and this was really, really difficult. So I had to actually change pretty much all my relationships at the time. So I spent a lot of alone time because even though my friends were calling me and asking me to go out, but if they were exes, I actually just kind of, you know, I wished them the best, but I decided that it wasn't going to be right for me. And I had to kind of build this new crew around me, you know, as I was kind of traversing through my professional career, and it wasn't easy. Being from Vancouver, you know, you kind of build some deep ties, and I do have some old-time friends as well, but I had to choose to be a lot more selective with the amount of time I'd spend with them. And so, you know, kind of going through things, it made things somewhat of a struggle because these people, you know, obviously were super close to you, but then that does change in time. So I encourage everyone to do this, and this is actually something that I do with a lot of the, you know, my friends and a lot of the agents in the office. I really take an we kind of take a relationship inventory of the people that are surrounding us to see if they're going to be a positive influence or contributing factor to success. And I don't think we do that a lot. You know, a lot of these people were my family and so on and so forth. So it's something that's really important to do. I actually do it once per year. I look at that list, you know, when I go away in December, I say, okay, who am I spending the most time with? And I try to spend more time with the people that are adding more to my life and less with the people that are not so much adding. So I think that this is something that's really important because we do get choice. We do get to make decisions. And sometimes when you're making those decisions, they're tough. It's not easy. It's easier doing the other things. But I just thought I would bring this up. I think the reason why I wanted to bring this up was because I'm just so grateful about the people I get to spend my time with now. And what a difference having this great community around me has been in the past, you know, 5 or 10 years. It was really weird. I was with Morgan and Arlene, and it was I think it was a Friday night or Wednesday night or something like that. And we're working on expanding the company, and like just kind of impromptu, Arlene was like, I'm calling a meeting. We're going to Morgan's house. She's putting her baby down, and we're going to just go over the things we need to do next week. before I was flying away for a wedding. And so before the wedding, obviously, I get to spend time with my coworkers, and I just really appreciated just like how hardworking they are and how dedicated and how inspiring that the people I get to spend my time with and work are every single day. And then I went to the wedding, and you know, this is a friend that I met about 10 years ago at a comic shop. He was just he just started working as an engineer, and I was one of the groomsmen of his wedding, and he's just one of the smartest guys I ever met. He's like this very, very intelligent. His name's David Nye. He might be listening to this. And he is one of the smartest, he's just a really, really good guy, and he's really, really smart. And he asks a lot of questions that I wouldn't think so, because he's a very logical person. He's not a guttural guy. He's a facts-based person. And he's a lot less risk averse than me. He's more conservative. So, you know, we really just hit it off. And we started obviously as friends playing Magic the Gathering together. But, you know, it really has evolved into like this very, very close friendship. And I was just so honored and just grateful to be one of his groomsmen, you know, standing beside him as he's kind of entering into this next stage of manhood of his life. And I just thought it was just, you know, and I was just really appreciating the other groomsmen who I met at the comic shop as well. And some of, you know, his friends that he grew up with, he introduced me to like a big group of like really great young people, like really great people. And, you know, they've really welcomed me into their friend group. They invite me to dinners, and I spent Christmases with these people and stuff like that. And we're about to release a video at Oakwin about, you know, human connection and how important that is. And I just thought it was very relatable to me, just being at this wedding that was very, very beautiful. It was at this kind of castle in Toronto. I was like, I can't believe I'm in a castle right now, because I felt like a knight of Arthur's Table or something like that, or Merlin. Yeah, I was like Merlin, because I'm older than these guys. But yeah, it's just like a very, like, it's just really touching. And these guys have really helped to shape a lot of the decisions I've made. You know, I remember even before becoming or starting the brokerage, I talked to, you know, some of my friends, Dave, and about, hey, I'm going to start a brokerage. What do you think? And they just encouraged me. They said, what's the market like? They asked me a lot of really good questions that it helped me to, like, I didn't have any answers for these questions, and they probably thought I was an idiot. But then I would go back and I did the research based on a lot of these questions. And Dave went on to, he's like an upper level guy at a telecommunication company in Canada, but he went to MBA school, one of the top MBA schools in Asia. And he met this other great group of people that I was introduced to at their bachelor party. And I was like, man, these people are just really awesome. And they're so insightful and they're fun. And I never thought I would actually have friends of this quality. And so I was just so, you know, just really, really thankful for the people that I get to surround myself, not only in my work environment, but also in my personal life as well. And, you know, I think it's so important to do this. If you haven't done this yet, is to really look at your relationships that you have, whether that's your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband and wife. It's hard to do anything with your husband and wife, but yeah. And just spend some of that time to analyze these relationships that you have. And if they're not positive, how do we make them positive, or how do we make them contributing? And it typically starts with, one, deciding whether or not they're worthwhile to pursue, but two, also, you know, you need to invest the time and energy in them first. It doesn't kind of go, that's what I find with relationships. You got to invest first. You got to kind of take the initiative, and a lot of things do change after that. So I thought this was highly impactful. I would love to, you know, hear about some of your epiphanies, the things that, some ideas that have really shaped the direction of your professional career or your personal life. You know, I love to hear those types of things. So feel free to message, comment, like, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And, you know, we're really excited We have a lot of great guests lined up for the next few weeks. So I just thought we'd share a quick life pod. Or I don't know what we're going to call these. I'll think of something good. So until next time, thank you for listening to the Michael U podcast. And we will hear you. We'll see you next time. Thank you.